Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Anime Brothers. I'm your boy, Quiet Jams. I'm joined by my boy, Disciple Dashney, and my other boy, Tasso Fly.
Yo.
We're here to talk about the very final chapter of episode. No, sorry. This is my first time really introing, guys. I'm so sorry.
So sad.
Part
this three. This is part four.
No. Well, this is season three.
It's season three, part two.
There you go. Season three, part two. Whatever, right. Dashney.
Season three, part two. Listen, we're finishing up the end of season three for Attack on Titan because last week we went through a whole bunch of stuff, but we still getting it to like one of the main core of the ending, and that was Grisha's backstory, which really is very important because it basically is the lead into season four of Attack on Titan, which we will be doing again once that season's over. We're going to binge it and then we're going to come back with an episode on season four. But what we forgot to mention last week during season three or part one of season three, after Levi just completely destroys the Beast Titan, Car Titan grabs him up and runs away, and he's running over the wall to go find Rainer and Bertholdt, and he sees Eren with Bertholdt after Bertholdt got his ass whipped and defeated, and he looks at Eren and he's just like, "Oh, you must be Eren. You look just like your father, Grisha." And Eren's like, "What the hell?" He's like, "Don't." He's like, "Eren, I'll come back to save you." And Eren's just like, "Who the hell is this dude?" And Eren's just confused as well. But my favorite moment of that part, he was just like, "Bertholdt, you look kind of done here. It's over for you. We can't take you." So they bounce. They just bounce and leaves them. They go, and the Car Titan grabs up Rainer right before Hanji's about to kill him. And so Rainer, the Beast Titan, and the Car Titan all just go out and make their escape, and Bertholdt gets eaten. And then all of a sudden, in like the final episode, you see we're going back into Grisha's past, and you realize it's Eren is reliving his father's moments. Because like they always talk about that when you eat the Titan, when you eat one of the intelligent Titans, you get their memories. But so far, like that hasn't really been gone and thrown into play with Eren until this very moment. So we get Grisha's backstory, and as a kid, he's going with his sister, and like they're living in some place called Marley, and like they're living in the ghetto of Marley,
the internment zone. Yeah.
Right, and apparently like they have their gates, and like their rule is because they're for some reason they can't go outside the gate. He just wants to see what an airship looks like, so him and his sister sneak off to see what happens, just to go see the airship. Obviously it's against the rules because they have this armband, because they're Eldians, and they were just like, yo, they get caught by these two guards, and he's like, yo, what are you doing? You're like, your armband is like, yo, you're not allowed outside the gate. He's like, yo, I just want to see the airship. But he's just like, yo, my sister had nothing to do with it. I forced her to come with me. Just let her go. He's just like, yo, do you want labor or do you want a beating? And he's like, I'll take the beating. So, you know, The guard just beats Grisha's ass. And then he's just like, yo, my sister had nothing to do with it. And then the other guard who was with him was just like, oh, I think the main guard is called Kruger. He beats the hell out of Grisha. And this other dude, Kruger's partner, was just like, yo, I'll take her back to home, whatever. All of a sudden, next thing you know, his sister, Grisha's sister, ends up dead and eaten by the dogs.
You don't find out until later, man. He finds out when he's older that she was eaten by dogs. He is pissed. Oh, man, he's mad. Like, yo, that's what happened? She ends up dead, and he's like, yo, what happened?
In the river. And then the guard was just like, yo, I just brought it back to the gate and sent her on her way. You're like, yo, I was busy. I got jobs to do. And Grisha's just like, yo, you're full of shit. He's like, you ain't busy. I saw you. You were just sitting on your ass, not doing anything.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yo, you need to tell your son the history of like the sins of your ancestors or whatever. And then Grisha's just watching as his dad's just like accepting. He's like, yo, I'm sorry. And Grisha's just like, yo, what the hell is this? Like, this dude is like, that's when he realized he hated his father. It's like, yo, you're lame. The guard's clearly lying.
Yep. And he's like, didn't make any difference. Grisha didn't realize the severity of what's going on at the situation. Like, yo, it's like, yo, look, We don't want to get shipped to where they ship people. All right. We want to stay here. This is the good place. We want to be here. Mom is like just sobbing. And like all of a sudden we go back to Grisha's house and he's like, wow, he's awfully talkative for a dude who just lost his daughter. It's like he's telling him like the history of Eldia and the Titans and the first Titan. And it's like, man, if you thought this show was messed up, you hadn't read it, right? You ain't gotten it yet. It's like,
and you find out the history of like what's really going on. Like the first Titan, Amir, she was like the goddess and like the people worshipped her or whatever. And then but somehow they turned it like Amir started taking advantage of that and hurting the people. And then her power was split into nine different Titans.
How so?
You get the nine Titans. They didn't say how her power was split. They just said her power was just split into nine Titans.
At her demise, she split her power into nine people from nine Titans. Yeah.
So those are kind of like the royal families of the Titans. And then all of a sudden, they became the Big Titan War.
Ooh.
And King Fritz, who had the power of the original Titan, he left and went to Paradise Island, and he created the walls. And that's where you get. And then he used the power of the founding Titan to erase the people's memories and act like humanity vanished.
Yep. Find out he kept them in the walls and kind of changed the rules of society to make it look like he was the king and everybody else was gone. And it's like, whoa, that's terrible, man.
And then, and then Marley had the power, control the power of the other Titan.
The other eight, yeah.
The other eight.
So,
and it was just like the Eldians. So, they basically meant the people of Amir, the original Titan, are called Eldians, and basically the Marley people have convinced them that the Eldians are a trash, they're scum, they're the devils.
This is very like World War II for the Sims. Yeah. World War II Nazi Gestapo vibes. Like it is like it's dark. It's very dark. Like when you start like referring back to it and thinking about it, it's like, oh man, this is like a like dark human history, like kind of twisted a little bit. It's very disconcerting. How about that?
So like, you're going to throw these words. Everything all the people inside the wall knew was just, I mean, we already know it's a straight up lie, but like now it even hurts more knowing the lie, because like the whole world outside of the wall was the real world, and their world was just a made up fictional world to fit this one Titan's ideals, right?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And they're all on an island. And you know they're basically bending to the
worst part is like, because like when the people of Marley, they're like, "Yo, if you act up, you get sent over to Paradise." Or really, is like the island that they live on is called like Paradise Island. So it's just like that's not really, it's not Paradise.
Yeah. He gets sent to Paradise. Like, nah, man, you don't want to go there. I promise.
And then when Grisha gets older, he finds like there's a renegade group, that's like. Real's like, yo, we know the real stuff about Eldia and Amir. Like, this is the truth of like Marley's group. So basically they're trying to like, this is a group like trying to start a rebellion and a revolution. And it's like, yo, we're getting our info from this dude called Owl. So he's giving us the stuff like we're gonna rebel. And it's like, of course, Grisha's like he's all about it. And that's where he meets this girl, Dina Fritz. Obviously, like sounds familiar because she's related to King Fritz.
There you go.
So he marries, like, eventually he ends up marrying Dina Fritz.
As
and
a kid.
They have a child, Zeke. And, you know, they're going through these plans. And, you know, Grisha's telling his son, Zeke, about the plans and the rebellion. He's like, yo, you're going to have this. Like, yo, you're going to be part of this. We're going to free Eldians, like, from Marley's rule or whatever. Long story short, Zeke betrays him. And Zeke turns him in. Zeke tells the Marley Corps, and he's just like, yo, they get got.
All of them.
All of them. All of them. They torture the Eldians, and including Grisha. He gets his like fingers cut off.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Why? Why the fingers, man? The dude.
And then
they
bring him over to Paradise Island at the wall. And then you see they start transforming people into Titans.
To Titans.
Right?
Yeah.
And so he sees us like, but the thing about it is like the people who are doing the injection and Grisha realizes that it's Kruger and his partner from when he was a kid. And he's like, yo, you're the dude who killed my sister or whatever. But, while they're kicking people off and turning them Titans, the dude is just like, you know, it'd be different if, you know, you guys had a royal blood, you'd be sick or whatever. And then they're about to send Dina off, and then Grisha's just like, wait. He's of course, that's his wife. She's trying to save. He's like, yo, she's part of the world. And then Kruger clamps his mouth shut and is like, yo, shut the hell up. Just like, don't talk, you scum. And Dina gets injected and she turns into a Titan. But what's significant about that, right before she gets turned into a Titan, she's like, Grisha, no matter where you are, I'll always, even as a Titan, I'll always find you. So she gets formed into a Titan. But what's really significant about that is she is the Titan that ate Eren's mom.
Yo. Damn. She was jealous, even in Titan form.
Yeah, well, she really said, she said, Grisha, no matter what, I will find you.
Yep. She's a smiling Titan, man. It's the craziest thing.
What a plot twist.
Yeah. And then before Grisha gets pushed off, he's like spotting all his, like, basically rhetoric and nonsense and stuff like that. And his boy, like, is ready to push him off the wall. And the other dude is just like, yo, knocks the other guard right into the sand
yeah, below. Because Grisha's howling. He's just like, yo, you're the one who killed my sister. Did you feel any type of remorse? Do you feel any remorse of why you're doing these things? And then the fat dude was just like, oh, yeah, I remember. My dog's like, nope, I didn't feel any remorse about anything. He's like, you guys are scum. You guys are the devil. Why should I feel any remorse? She's like, it just is what it is, blah, blah, blah. And he's about to inject Grisha. No. So he injected one of Grisha's boys because he's just like, yo, Grisha is like, was it worth it? He's like, you're some betrayer. He's like, this is all on you. And so he gets injected. So the dude gets injected, gets thrown overboard, turns to a Titan. And then he's just looking up. He's just like, nah, I ain't even going to turn you into a Titan. I mean, I turned your boy into a Titan. We're just going to throw you off and watch you get eaten.
Yo.
He's about to toss Grisha off. Yep. Right? Exactly. So as he's about to throw Tosh Grisha off, Kruger comes and then kicks his boy off. And he's just like, and honestly, that's one of my favorite moments because they do like the slow frame of the old boy just falling. It's just like,
yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Like, yo. Also,
I'm like, how did he live? He survived the fall uninjured.
it's like a 30, 40 foot drop onto just desert sand. That's not soft.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man. All right, whatever. He survives the fall, but he don't survive for long.
Because the Titan, they just transformed. My man just stood there chilling, looking at him. He stood there. He's like, yep.
Yeah, the little ugly Titan that we find out later is what is her name? Oh. All right. Anyways,
he's not important.
Skipping that.
He just got. And then Kruger. He's like, listen up. This is how you use the Titan power.
One of the nines.
And then he cuts his hand and transforms into a Titan and then smashes all the shit, the Marley ships or whatever. And he's just like, Grisha was just like, dog, it was like, yo, if you had done this the whole time, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you stop this early? You could have saved it.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? He's like, yo, you cut my fingers off, dog. What the hell?
Right? He's like, yo, do you feel any remorse like when you cut my fingers off, huh?
Yeah.
And then he's just like, he explained to him like he couldn't really do it. His time is almost up and whatever.
Yeah, so when he comes out of Titan form, he's a nosebleed. He's like, I'm the dying. Owl. Yeah, he's dying. Yeah. I'm the owl.
You find out Kruger, but the best thing about it, Kruger gives himself his full name, and his full name is Eren Kruger.
Yep. That's where you get your boy's name.
And so question.
He's like, Eren Kruger reveals himself as Owl. You said you had a question?
Yeah. How does Eren get the power, I'm assuming, of like the royals or whatever, that blood? Because was his dad? Was his dad a royal? Or did I miss that part?
No, his dad's not a royal. He ate the Titan.
Oh, that was a...
Yeah, so the Rice family is the royal family inside of the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's Historia's family. So Grisha went, found them, and then ate the daughter who had the founding Titan power. So that's how he got it. And then he turned Eren to a Titan and made Eren eat him. That's why Eren has the founding Titan power.
Got it.
But Eren can't use it completely because he doesn't have royal blood.
Unless he's close. Never mind.
And so, this dude Jamil always want to spoil some stuff.
Hold on a second. There's no way I can know that because I haven't watched number four yet. I haven't watched season four. Whatever. The number four was important. This episode was brought to you by the number four.
I don't. And so he was just like, Eren Kruger, he's talking to Grisha and he's like explaining the real history behind it. And it's just like, yo, during the war, the king just bounced. He didn't even fight for his people. And he ran and constructed the walls and changed the memories. It's like, yo, you need to go back and take the power from the coward king who didn't want to fight for his people.
Yeah, you actually get to see like the drawings of them. And it's a bunch of like big looking like basically Titans, like locking arms and like building a wall around those people, which is hard. Yeah, they didn't really explain it, but like that's what you got to kind of take away from it, which is cool. I was like, oh, all right, that's interesting. They explained how the wall was constructed. Yeah, sorry.
And so basically, he's like, yo, this Titan, he was just like, listen, no matter what century, and he's explaining the history of Titans, but he's like, this specific Titan that I am, he's like, oh, this Titan, no matter what century is born in, it's always done, it's always charged ahead, moving on, pursuing one goal until it's finished, and its name is the Attack Titan. Which this gets me mad. Hey, I was a little bit peeved at how they did it because the actual name of it is called Shingeki no Kyojin, which is the name of the show. The name of the Titan is really the Attack on Titan. Like, you know, I would say keep calm and carry on.
Yeah,
like that's the name. Like it's Attack On. Like it's the Attack On Titan. It just keeps on attacking on until it reaches its goal. So I'm just like, don't just switch it to Attack Titan because it might sound better for you. It's like it's called the Attack On Titan, which is a point because that's the name of the show.
Yeah.
Also, well, I mean, like that's the name of that episode though. It's called Attack On Titan.
Exactly.
Yeah,
translate, oh, we're just gonna switch it to the Attack Titan.
It doesn't translate well. It's probably technically the attacking Titan, but it's like the Titan attacking Titan, which doesn't translate well in English. It doesn't at all. It just doesn't.
An attacking Titan.
Like
I mean, you could have just dubbed it.
No.
And it's like, oh, okay. And so they're talking or whatever. It's like, yo, you need to like, you're gonna have to take my power and find the power within the wall. And then he says there's one important. But he's like, yo, if you want to save Mikasa and Armin, you're going to have to learn to control the power and take it back. And he's just like, Mikasa, Armin, who are those people? Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I don't even know. Yeah, because Kruger is like, oh, yeah, if you want to save Mikasa and Armin, you're going to have to control this power. And then Grisha's like, Mikasa, Armin, who are those people? And Kruger goes, I don't even know whose memories are those. But that scene is so critical for next season.
Got you. Because, okay, so what I'm taking away from that is that the memories of this Titan are like non-sequential. And no matter who gets the memories, who gets this Titan, like you always have the memories of everybody who's had it. That's what I'm thinking, like in future and past.
It's very critical. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm just saying that it is very critical.
Like if you want to save Armin and Mikasa, like, yo, they don't exist yet. That's the only way it could be right. That's the only way it could be right.
So you're saying even if like it was someone else who ate him, it would just replace those names with the people that person cared for?
No, I'm saying that if I became that Titan right now, and then someone else became that Titan in 20 years, they know what I was thinking and I would know what they were thinking.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, the sort of the link, no matter by like, doesn't matter about time. Because he said something about time. I heard it.
I'm not confirming or denying a damn thing.
I'm gonna believe what Quiet Jam is saying.
Yeah, this is very convenient anime logic. It works for me. Yes, I like
it's,
it.
It's super anime okay. logic.
Okay. Just wait till you see the reveal.
Oh. Boop 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 boop.
He types it in.
Hit me, Google. Hey, yes, Siri.
So after we get through Grisha's backstory and you see why Grisha, how Grisha became the Titan or whatever, and it goes back to Eren. He's like, he wakes up from the nightmare and he's just like, yo, this is crazy. So he tells them what they saw. And so what he saw through Grisha's memories. And so they use, because now the walls are all closed up, they go up to the area where the people of Marley were getting turned into Titans. They find that wall and they go to the shore and it's like, yo, this is the sea. And so they all start playing around the sea. Everybody's happy. And Eren is just staring off into the sea. He's like, yo, we did it. It's like, yo, aren't you? He's like, you weren't happy. He's like, this is what we're doing for. He's just like, yo,
this ain't
when
it.
I thought we'd find the sea and we close it off. He's just like, I thought we'd be free. He's like, but across the sea is just more enemies.
Yeah.
It's like enemies coming. And he's just like, yo, if we go out there and destroy all our enemies, will that finally make us free? And it's just like, over.
Yo, he wants that an all out battle.
Also important.
That scene's also important. Oh, come on, man. Yes. I'm not gonna lie to you. The scene you also told me to remember last week, I don't remember.
I'm dead. Who's surprised about that?
I'm honestly not gonna lie to you. But yeah, he's like, over the seas more enemies. He's just ready to attack some more people because he's the attack on Titan. He's that
and
guy.
And his goal is to be free.
And he wants the people to be free of like any type of harm.
And the only way to do that is to take out all his enemies. I'm with it. I'm about it.
And so because that's his conviction, that's what he believes, like that's a course that he's going to follow through to the end.
Yeah. I mean, that's not necessarily the right way to think about it. Now I can see why.
No one said he was in the right. No one said he's right.
He's definitely morally compromised at this point in time because, like, I'm reading things online. It's like, yo, how do you like Eren being a villain this season? I was like, a villain? Oh, snap. That's kind of cool. I'm like, all right. Like, you build up this dude for 3 seasons. He's a villain?
Just wait till you see season 4.
Is he really a villain? Or is he more like a vigilante because he's going out just taking out all evil?
I kind of feel like he's doing whatever he wants to do and not even just taking out evil. I'm thinking about how I've seen Eren develop. Like over the last 3 seasons, I'm like, you know what? Under Captain Levi's like watch, he's like, yeah, you know what? I don't know what's right or wrong. Eren don't know either. Let's be honest.
Sure.
It's like you make your mind.
Wow, I'm telling you. When season 4 comes, it's just like everything you thought you knew, right out the window.
All right. Interesting. Great.
You see the memes, right? Because there's definitely a time skip, and Eren comes out all buff, and it's like, wait a minute, would they feed him? And they go, his father. Oh,
damn, that's dirty. It's a funny meme.
He did eat his father, so.
I mean, you're right. Apparently, that's all you gotta do. That's what I gotta do.
Eat your dad. That just means that you also get eaten because you are a dad.
Nah, don't work that way. Yo, so
don't work that way.
Nah, man, we don't work that way. Yeah, nah, I'm good. So what are your hopes for season 4, Ty? What are your hopes? Tell me.
All right. The hopes for season 4, based off everything that we have just I didn't watch season 3, but the way it ended, I'm kind of intrigued, and based off all the memes that we've talked about, I think I want to say the kid becomes like I want to say more vigilante, like Batman, like he chooses what's right and wrong in his mind. So like he'll take out anyone regardless, even if that person's a good person. If he deems them to be bad, they're dead. That's how I'm looking at it. So
yeah. All right. So I'm looking at it this way, right? They just got bit. All this thing was like to hold on to Aaron, like the whole bunch of seasons. We wanted to recapture Wall Maria because, you know, like this is our part of our territory. We want it back. Now Aaron is not the only Titan in their control. They have two. They have Armin now, right? Mm-hmm. And so Armin is going to take over the hero role on that side. And Aaron, I think, is going to go to the dark side and start joining the other clan. Not clan. What do you call them? The other seven. Founding Titans, like the other seven original Titans.
I thought there was nine.
But
they have two.
Yeah.
Oh, so they have two.
Yeah. You're going to join the other seven. Actually, no, other six, because old girl is still in a block of ice in the capital. So technically the other six.
Oh,
and I think he's going to rejoin the rest of them.
Really, five. Remember, Eren holds two Titan
powers. Oh, that's right. That's right. Mm. Oh, man. This is good. Woo! I forgot about that. Yeah. So the other five, he's going to rejoin them and start attacking the actual island instead of going back to attack the other people. I don't think he's got anything. He's itching, man.
I love these theories.
But wait, let me jump on these theories. Let me jump on Quiet Jim's theories, because like you're saying that his goal for wanting to be free is joining the other Titans and taking over and destroying everything.
I think he's ready to destroy everything.
Like not I think even he's be
gonna
free.
Destroy,
he just...
I think he's gonna destroy the island. He wants to take the system down. So he wants to destroy the people that put him there, and he wants to destroy the people that kept him there.
Mm.
Everything gonna burn. I'm ready.
Yeah, but then what about the other five Titans? He's going to join them? Is he going to kill them after he has finished what he wants?
You know what? So actually, I hear that the manga is not going to... they're not going to animate the rest of this, but I do feel like that Aaron is actually probably going to become like... Who's the first... Emir? I feel like he's going to become Emir again, like the first Titan.
Who told you they were going to animate?
They said that they were going to end at the end of the season. Season four is the final season. They're not animating the end. The manga is going to continue. The anime is going to end.
Who said that?
God said that.
It's based though. Who said that?
No. Hold up. I did read this. What's up?
I know. Because from what I'm reading, the manga is literally about to end real soon. Unless they keep it going, like it's monthly, but where they're at in the anime, it's not close to.
Yeah. So I heard the manga is gonna finish out the story, but the anime is actually just not gonna hit up the rest of the story, the very end of it.
So that whatever
doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. But I think it's getting the Bleach treatment. Maybe it'll come back in 5 years. We don't know.
I mean, Bleach wasn't the first person to do that. I mean, no, Inuyasha did that as well.
Yeah, final act. Oh, I still ain't seen that.
Yeah.
Come on, man. How many times are you gonna tell me to watch it? Oh man. Are you fact checking me right now? Is that what's happening?
I think he is.
Sure, man.
He's checking.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be live fact checked right now. Hold your horses. We'll have a fact check from you real soon. Thank you.
All right. So you gave your thoughts on season four. Who do you think is going to be the end result? Like just overall end, like even up to where the manga.
No. So I really think he's going to reform. Like, I think he's eating all the rest of the Titans. Honestly, that's where he's going to go.
Oh, so he's going to take all the power and be the one.
Or somebody else is going to take all the powers. He's going to like, the beginning of anime is always like this, like fun, like they're playing in the park. The very end of every anime is you gotta kill God. That's how it goes. So at some point, God gotta exist, and that was like the Titans combined. So somebody's gonna have like a bunch of Titan powers, and he's gonna have to fight person or whatever.
He's not but he's not a royal. So can he actually unlock all the powers?
No, but yes.
Hmm.
So maybe it's a royal dude. Maybe Historia gets a bunch of Titan powers. I don't know. I'm just speculating. Yo, what happened to my fact check?
So basically, so the manga is supposed to end in April. So if it's monthly, we get two more chapters, March chapter and April. So that's coming to its end. But I, apparently what I'm reading is the anime is like only supposed to have 16 episodes.
For season four?
Yeah. So I don't know where in the timeline that's going to put the anime, but if it doesn't complete up to the manga chapters, they might do a movie.
To finish it off. All right. I was going to say, it doesn't make any sense to not animate the last of this. This is like a Game of Thrones. Like, this is the most popular show in America. Like, out of all shows, this is Game of Thrones level stuff. Like,
it just people doesn't make sense to not have the last chapter's anime, because like, where would you leave it off? It just doesn't make sense. From what I'm reading in the manga, like, for them to end it at 16 and just be like, okay, we're done with it, like that just doesn't make sense at all.
So what I'm reading into is they're gonna build all the hype, they're gonna get you really, really on the edge, they're gonna put something like a real suspenseful moment, and then they're gonna sell tickets to the rest of it. You want to see how Aaron lives?
He said sell dies? Tickets to the rest
of it. We're selling tickets to the end of the anime.
It's not like they sit there and put these animated movies in theaters. Only thing, like, what, My Hero Academia did that?
Didn't it become that treatment? Yeah, I was going to say, didn't it become like the number one anime of all time, like animated movie in Japan? It beat Spirited Away, right?
I think I saw something like that.
Yeah.
Only certain anime will get that treatment. I don't know if it's gonna get it. We had about My Hero, Dragon Ball Z, obviously, Pokemon. We'll also get put into.
Yeah, those are we're talking about American theaters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, but you know, like big time movies, like Attack on Titan, actually getting there. I feel like it's there, like on the cusp. I'm not sure Attack on Titan. You're right. I don't think it's gonna be an American theater audience, especially given the current circumstances. But it's definitely gonna be a big Japanese movie. Like, they're putting that in theaters and making some books. They ready.
Wouldn't be surprised.
It's like, I'm ready.
But that literally held season four ends. Like, everyone's realizing, like, yo, we thought as soon as we got rid of the Titans here,
season three, right?
Season three.
All right.
Everyone like really thinking, like, yo, we got rid of the Titans here, and yeah, we thought that was it. That's gonna be free. But now that we were like, we're not actually alone. We're not the only humans here. There are people across the waters that want us dead. Like, they're probably gonna be coming after us. It's like, we're not really free. So now it's just like, how do we finally free ourselves? Season four is like, how do we finally make the Eldians free?
It's a great question.
Who are the other Titans?
I know. Can we find out what makes them Eldians? Like, what in their blood makes them Eldians? Because I need to know.
They're the descendants of Ymir.
That's the answer, bro. They have the ability to become. All right, I got you. All right,
yeah.
Because the descendants of Ymir are the only ones who can turn into Titans.
Yeah, that tainted blood. I think it's funny because, like, all right, so these people defect and go over to the mainland, right? But they're still treated like trash. So they go back over to the other foot.
It's not even like the fact that they were already all on Marley, and then King Fritz was the one who decides, like, yo, I'm just gonna run from the war. But what makes sense is like how he didn't want to fight. They don't really explain how the Titans lost the war.
Yeah, probably to technology. We'll find that out more, I feel like.
But like back in those days, they didn't even have no ODMs.
The Thunder Spear is brand new.
They didn't have any of that, so they didn't really talk about how like the Marlins won the war. It was just like, oh, we had the war, and then King Fritz bounced and left them.
Yeah,
maybe maybe he did something shady before he left, so that the Titans would lose.
Well, I mean, I feel like without the Founding Titan, maybe they just didn't have the power to win. Founding Titan makes all the other Titans stronger.
Yeah, but weren't they just fighting humans?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So how are they going to lose the humans? Even a mindless Titans eat up all the humans. So like that, I don't like that theory at all. I don't.
We don't know, man. They might have machine guns.
You'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Oh, okay. See, there you go.
We'll see. Season four.
Not really. They still don't really explain how the Titans just lost that war. It just makes no sense.
All right, but you get to see him mow down a couple Titans. I feel you.
And you'll finally get introduced to the other Titans that haven't been talked about before.
Nice. That's exciting.
Well, actually, let me think about it. We got.
Hold on, let me see. don't say them out loud.
I'm not out loud. No, he's like mouthing it, but no words are coming out. No.
For people listening on the podcast, he's just doing a bunch of fingers and his eyes are up in his head thinking right now.
Yeah.
He's loading. The loading bar is almost complete.
There's only one Titan that you guys actually have not been introduced. Like, they haven't given the name of Sabi Troom, but you've literally seen eight of the Titans. There's only one more left that you guys haven't seen.
Okay.
But they haven't actually given names to the other Titans. Which, I mean, it's not really a spoiler. I mean, I can just tell you what we got. So we got, right now, we have Eren reveals the attack Titan, the attack on Titan. The person the race daughter, she was the founding Titan.
Yes, right, so that's two.
Annie's the female Titan.
Good, Annie.
Bertolt was the colossal Titan, and now it's Armin. Reiner's the armored Titan. We have the beast Titan. Mm-hmm. That's six. Amir, the soldier Amir, not the founding of Amir. Did that work with them? Her Titan, they'll explain it in season four, but her Titan is the Jaws Titan.
Yeah, wasn't that the Titan at the bottom of the wall? They're about to throw the fat dude down at the wall at the end of season three. That's not her?
No.
All right. Well,
wasn't that the friend of Eren's dad, whose name I can't pronounce?
No. He was that Titan that got transformed, but he wasn't the Jaws Titan.
He wasn't the Titan, but I thought that's the form of the Titan, because that looked the same face, the ugly little
midget. Titan. No.
Small person Titan.
If you remember, was it season one and season two when they're in the castle and Amir transformed and then Bertolt gets shocked? He's like, yo, you're the one who ate our friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
There you go.
He was the original Jaws Titan before.
There you go.
She got the power. Got it.
Dots. So she's the Jaws Titan. And then we have the final one, which I'm not going to reveal.
Wait, you only named, did you name six? Did you name seven or did you name eight?
Oh no, my bad. Seven. The eight is the cart Titan.
Thank you.
There you go. Yeah.
I was counting with you, so I was lost.
All right. We have the cart Titan, which we talked about last week.
A little bit today too. You right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are eight of the nine Titans.
Nice.
The ninth Titan that gets revealed in season four is actually kind of beast.
All right, good. I was like, it can't be something else. Like, I need a big beefy Titan.
You won't we'll get pause that. On that.
Oh,
I think power wise, it's just a beast.
It's not beefy. It's just, but it is a beast.
Yeah. Oh. All right. So I was craving a steak, but I'm getting ground beef. Is that what you're saying?
Steak on.
Listen, I don't know what type of like analogy or metaphor you're really trying to go for here, dog. This is all you. You are the only one on this island, dog. I don't know what you're going for. I really don't. Like, I wish I was. I wish I knew what you were talking about, man. But I don't. You are on your own.
Sometimes I don't even know. Sometimes I don't even know. I'm not lying to you.
You are your own on this.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. All that.
But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that is what we have for Attack on Titan Season 3, Part 2. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, give us a like and subscribe. Leave a comment below what you'd like us to talk about. We appreciate it. Follow us on all social media at Anime Brothers. We got Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Facebook.
Okay, what's the last one? What's the last one? Yeah, here you go.
Those are our big four. Y'all got anything else you want to add?
I don't know. That subscribe button should be in the bottom right corner of your screen. Please click it. Love us.
Right there.
Yeah. It depends on how it's on Ty's screen. That's how it goes.
That's right.
Yeah.
So far, when the recording happens, like the way I see my screen is the same way Ty has it on his. So hopefully, I'm right next to Ty.
No, you're not.
No.
Okay. Well.
No, Jamil's next to me. You're below me.
Whatever. Oh, you're below me too.
Is it still the bottom right though?
That's still the bottom right though.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We make it happen. Thank All you. Right.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. As always, people, thank you for watching us. We'll see you next week.
Annie out, y'all.
All right, y'all. Annie out.